Today on episode number 417 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/417, we got a last five and five. We got a Because of My Podcast story. We're going to talk a lot about the feedback I've been getting from the show. We're going to talk about, are there any age limits? Can you be too young? Can you be too old to do a podcast? And I'm going to share some insights from two of my favorite authors about how do I pick my topic? I know I want a podcast. I just don't know what I want a podcast about. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so very, very much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, I've got 20 plus years of technical training under my belt, and we talk podcasting here, from planning to promoting, recording, all points in between. I come along, flatten the learning curve, throw out all the technical jargon, and help you get on the path of pain-free podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. And we always like to start off the show either with some podcast news or podcast success. And last week, I interviewed Cliff Ravenscraft from the Podcast Answer Man show. We were talking about different stories that he had shared on his show and different things that people had shared with him. And so I said, hey, I'm going to use those as a Because of My Podcast story. Now, if you have one of these, it's simply that, Because of My Podcast blank. And you'll hear me talk to Cliff here about, hey, why don't you share some of the things that your audience has shared with you? And he talks about a weight loss, kind of a monkey see, monkey do here situation, that Cliff inspired somebody to lose some weight. Can you give us an example of some feedback you've received from people? Not so much about, hey, I'm so glad that you steered me toward this microphone or whatever, but because you shared something personal that you then touched your audience?
Sure. Well, I can tell you, well, it depends. Do you want to just stick with Podcast Answer Man or somewhere else?
Either or, because it's the same thing. You're sharing a personal story. You know, and obviously you have, it's escaping me, right? Family from the Heart is where you basically, what's the one? Balanced Life.
Pursuing a Balanced Life and Family from the Heart. There are three shows I produce two shows I produce every single week, Podcast Answer Man and Family from the Heart. And Pursuing a Balanced Life, I guess I could say I'm back to weekly on that now. Pursuing a Balanced Life and Family from the Heart are all stories. There's nothing other than just sharing what's going on in our mundane, crazy lives. So those shows, you know what you're getting into. Podcast Answer Man, it does have this facade of being more professionally produced and prepared for most of the time. And I'm thankful to say I'm back to my show prep now. But anyway, so do I have stories of people who've given me feedback? Let's talk about Willie Gillis, who's lost over 300 pounds. You heard me right. Willie Gillis lost over 300 pounds. His wife lost over 100 pounds. The two of them together were on this journey of losing all this weight. And they did it, by the way, just by walking and working out every single day. And it all started because of my pursuit of a more balanced and healthy lifestyle on pursuingabalancedlife.com. And that started back in 2009. And I had, by the way, at that point, I had lost 50 pounds. And Willie was so inspired by me sharing my story and how I was doing it that he decided to take it up himself and go with it. And he actually took it way beyond what I did. And unlike me, he kept it off. And so, you know, and of course, since then, I've been sharing my struggle of up and down and some other things. But yeah, so that's one thing.
Yeah, that's one big thing. Holy cow, it's a lot of weight. And we did have some comments on that episode with Cliff. Mark from obeep.com said, this made me reevaluate Cliff and his content. Not that it matters to Cliff, but I had him all wrong. I now get what he's doing with his podcast. Listening to his latest show, though, through this better understanding helped me get more out of it. And Ryan Parker, you can find him at foodcraftsman.com, said, thanks for giving the shout out of no one is going to punch you in the face. That is going to be one of my favorite lines, I think, of all time. Yeah. Says, this is one of the best interviews I've heard with Cliff. It was honest, one of the most authentic conversations I've heard in forever. I really enjoyed Cliff's view on his show. Keep creating awesome shows and see you Saturday morning. Ryan Parker will be the co-host of next week's Ask the Podcast Coach show Also, Ben from actioncoachanz.com, which basically is Action Coach Business Coaching. And he says, great get, Dave. I love Chris monologue Cliff's. I love Cliff's monologue and find his show is more than just podcasting. It's know, like, and trust. That is formula of the third millennium, he says. Cliff is opening his life. We get to know him, like him, and trust him. Loving your show, buddy. Thanks for making it happen. Well, thank you, Ben, so much for listening. And Max Flight from airplanegeeks.com also chimed in. Max, a great guy. I always thought the one-word description of Cliff was not podcaster. It's evangelist. He evangelizes podcasting, sure, but he evangelizes so much more. That's what Cliff is, in my opinion. And by the way, at this moment, flexibleface.com is still available. if you missed that, I said you can do anything you want to in a podcast, including just make flexible face sounds. It's fun, except if you pinch a little too hard, your cheeks hurt.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Take it away, JD.
Hey, Dave, it's JD Sutter from Porchlight Family Media and jdsutter.me in Phoenix, Arizona. Just sending in a last 5 and 5 for you. So here goes. First up is Happy Camper Radio, hosted by Skip and Daniel. These are two guys that love camping, and they just talk all about camping-related topics, gear, and stuff like that. So I love the outdoors, and so it's one that I really enjoy looking forward to listening to every week. It's at happycamperradio.com. Next up is the Classic Tales podcast with BJ Harrison. He's a professional audiobook narrator, and he reads classic literature. And they're just really great. He does really good voices, and I really enjoy that one. It can be found at thebestaudiobooks.com. Next up is Useless Information, hosted by Steve Silverman, found at uselessinformation.org. This one is a little bit different. It's just random stories from what he calls the flip side of history. They're odd or interesting stories from yesteryear, and they're very interesting. Next up is 99% Invisible, hosted by Roman Mars. And this one is very high quality production values, and it's supposedly a podcast about design, but it goes into a lot of different directions, but it's always very fascinating. It's found at 99pi.org. And lastly is one that I just recently found called The Mike and Denny Show, hosted by comedian Denny Brownlee, found at dennybrownlee.com. They're very short form, 1 to 2 minute comedy, like stand-up comedy or sketch comedy, and they're very funny. I love Denny's sense of humor. So again, that one's at dennybrownlee.com. So there's my last 5 and 5, Dave. Thanks.
Thank you, JD.
By the way, Dave, I thought you might find it interesting that this was recorded on the Auphonic app for Android.
There you go. Want to record a podcast on an Android? There you go. Auphonic is pretty cool. And that is A-U-P-H-O-N-I-C. And you can find JD at jdsutter.me. He is a podcast consultant as well as kind of a new media person. And what's great about that, Happy Camper, The Classic Tales, Useless Information, 99% Invisible, The Mike and Denny Show, I have not heard of any of those. And that's why we do this. It's just a way to say, hey, this is what I like. This is why I like it. And you do it in under 5 minutes. Share with the audience what you're listening to. And of course, we plug your website. It's just that easy.
In case you missed it,
it's time for a podcast rewind.
All righty. This is where a couple different things. I either play clips where I was interviewed. I always like to promote those that help to promote me. And one is my good buddy, Fred Castaneda. I've helped Fred with numerous podcasts, and he's launched a new one called Podcast Reporter. It's trends, directions, and informations of the podcast industry for the serious media professional and podcaster. You can find him over at podcastreporter.com. I just pulled a little clip here of Fred talking about how I niche down and kind of who I see coming to the school of podcasting. As much as people think podcasting, oh, it's all about technology, it must be for the young kids, it's actually quite the opposite. It was people in their 40s and 50s with experience, with history under their belt, that had something to say that really came knocking on the door. And then this is from, I was on the Audience Hacker show. You can find that at audiencehacker.com. Here's their intro.
Welcome to Audience Hacker, growth hacking for entrepreneurs and your audience-driven business with your host, Johnny Andrews.
Before I start anything, I always look at, okay, where are the eyeballs coming from in order for this to work? What's your strategy for that?
For getting eyeballs to my website? Couple things. In the show, I will mention something, and I always tell people, like, my next episode is going to be 403. So I'll start off by saying today on episode number 403 to the School of Podcasting is Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/403. So number one, I make easy to understand links. So anytime, whatever episode it is, it's just slash whatever that number is, and that'll take you right to my website. And then there are times, now, I don't want to give half an idea. I don't want to say, you know, I was reading this book, and for the rest of it, you got to go to my website. That's not going to work. But I can say something and a complete idea and go, I really, really like this. If you want to dig into it deeper, go out to, and there's my easy to remember website. And that will drive people back to your website. Because the good news is, you know, that's the people that do that really, really want to see that information. So you've got a pre-cleared lead on whatever that topic is. Now, the bad news is, okay, let's keep it real, yo. Mm-hmm. There are people that might find you in iTunes and listen to you for years and never visit your website, because that's absolutely a possibility. But if you have good content, and, you know, again, if they want to click more on it or whatever it is, you can always drive them back. And that's where if you've developed that relationship, if you have that consistency and they just trust you, when you do promote something, whatever it is, I'm speaking here, I have a new book, I have a new product, my company is launching this, whatever it is that you're promoting, they're going to want to know more about that. That's what's going to bring them back. I always tell people, the actual audio file, you're not going to make any money from, but what you monetize is the relationship you build.
There you go. That is the key. It's not making money from the actual podcast. It's leveraging the relationship that you've built with your audience. And again, you can find that over at audiencehacker.com. Now, another thing that caught my ear, I was listening to a show called Podcast Junkies. You can find it at podcastjunkies.com. Harry Durant and Chris Murphy episode. And I always talk about how you can connect with an audience. In this clip, you're going to hear how Chris listens to a podcast about going to Disney when he only goes there maybe once a year. He remembers the host name, and why? Because the host, in this case, Lou Mangiello, who is a terrific guy, by the way. I had him on the Power of Podcasting podcast back in the day, and we'll just here listen to the clip. Check this out.
So you mentioned you went on vacation. I saw, because I was following you on Instagram, and you went to Disney World.
Yeah.
So the question is, did you listen to any of the Disney-related podcasts in preparation for your trip?
Heck to the yes, I did. I was going on a trip. I wasn't going to squander that opportunity to put something in my brain that could give me some tips. Yeah, actually, the WDW Radio podcast is a Disney-related podcast that I'm pretty addicted to. So yeah, I'm kind of a hardcore Disney fan with everything going back to Walt Disney himself, all the way up to the newest rides and attractions. So yeah, I mean, I listened to an episode of it today, and I won't be back there for another year or so.
So here we go. Here's something is his passion, which is Disney. I won't be back there for a year or so, but I'm still listening. I'm still staying connected to my passion, to my topic, to something that interests me.
Or 2 years. So yeah, again, I'm addicted to listening to stuff. And so Disney falls right in line with all that.
Like, I understand like why you would listen to it before you go, but like, I don't know. That's a completely new world. What do they talk about on that?
You know what? They talk about everything from attractions at the parks to the best place to get an under $5 snack. Wow. And, you know, sometimes when you're walking around and you're hot and you're like, I just want a beer right now. And like, oh, thank goodness for Lou Mangiello. He told me exactly where to go in Epcot to get the beer that I want. Yeah. Shout out to Lou Mangiello, man. He's been doing that podcast for, I don't know, 5 years plus.
Yeah.
I've been on board for about 2 years now. But, you know, to do a weekly podcast that's an hour plus on nothing but Disney. Man, and he's nowhere near running out of things to talk about. So, again, if you find your passion, you can find a way to find a community out there and connect with them.
Amen.
Hear that, podcast junkies? Let's unite.
Chris, it seemed like that was a great interview. Again, you can find that over at podcastjunkies.com. But to me, when I heard that, I'm like, there. Now, for the record, that is an edited version. That is not the way it sounds on their show. Those guys are a lot of fun, and I just wanted to pull out the nuggets that I wanted to talk to you about. So here, he finds a topic. He listens to it year-round. He only goes a year or two. And why did he like it? Because Lou provided helpful information that you only get from being there all the time, like Lou is. By the way, Lou, yeah, he's a lawyer that quit his day gig to do a full-time Disney podcast. Phenomenal dude. Awesome guy. Wait till you meet Lou. If you're going to Podcast Movement, I'm almost positive Lou's going to be there, and I'm definitely going to shake his hand. Really, you got to meet Lou Mangiello. He's one of those guys that he's so Lou Mangiello. You just got to meet him. And so Lou helped this guy out. And did he remember him when he was at the park? Heck yeah, he did. And he's like, thanks, Lou. You really helped me out. And when you help your audience, they remember you. You are now that trusted, likable, reliable friend. And that clip to me just proved it. And speaking of people that help support the show, just a couple quick shout outs to Joel Barker from, this is from iTunes. He says of the School of Podcasting, the best of the bunch. This is the one show out of many that I've subscribed to. Thank you so much for that. Oh, man, I love that. That I make a point to never miss. I feel like I've known Dave for years when I've never really actually spoken to him. I've been listening for over a year, and he continues to provide tremendous value. This is the best of the shows about podcasting by far. Well, Joel, wow. If you could see me, I'm blushing. Next up, Snorkel Extra from Australia. Right. One of the best things about Dave Jackson's School of Podcasting is its regularity and frequency. Dave's podcast is very much on point, always very inspiring, interesting range of guests. Thanks, Dave, for bringing your years of podcasting experience into such a tight performance and providing a great example for those who haven't been doing it as long. Well, Snorkel, thank you so much. Speaking of getting to the point, if you haven't checked out She Podcasts, .com yet. One of the hosts, Elsie Escobar, had sent me an email about episode, oh, what one was that? Was it the last one? 415, where I purposely kind of stalled on getting to the point at the beginning of it. I was playing my guitar, I was playing around, and that was the whole point, is you don't come here to listen to me play the guitar. You hear me. You come here to talk about podcasting. And so Elsie said, I loved your last episode. It was so great, especially how annoyed I got at the beginning when you didn't get on with it. And I emailed her back and I said, then my evil plan worked. That was the whole point. So if you listen to that show and you're like, come on, get with the podcast talk, that was the whole point. And you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/415. And I do have one piece of feedback that I'll have to tell you about. Just check this out. Number one, always never ever forget that there are people that are sight impaired listening to your show. Make sure you tag all the images, and you're actually going to hear Phil as he's leaving a SpeakPipe message. You will hear his screen reader telling him what's going on. And if you've never heard one, it sounds like this.
Recording. Record.
I guess I'm recording now. Okay. I'm legally blind, so I'm working my way through your website there, Dave. Hi, Philip Keller, Blind Faith Live. .com and podcast. And it was interesting how I found you. I heard you referenced in somebody's podcast. Then I heard, I listened to Ray Ortega's podcaster studio. That leads me to the round table. That leads me to you and your School of Podcasting, and that I shouldn't listen to episode 400 first. So naturally I did, when you just kind of go off the wall, very creative, theater of the mind. Very, very good.
And I want to stop him here. Notice how he found me. He found Ray. That drove him to the Podcasters Roundtable. Ray, by the way, is at podcastersstudio.com. Great podcast, great friend. Podcasters Roundtable is one that I help. I appear on regularly on that show, a regular co-host with Ray, where we talk about not so much how to podcast, but some of the things that affect the community. And then that led Phil to here. So I say, when you hear speaking of another podcaster, my friend Eric K. Johnson over at podcasttalentcoach.com was telling people, when you hear a podcast say, hey, I'm ready for your feedback, give them some. Ask a question, whatever it is, and be sure to mention your website. Don't go crazy with that and giving them the 3-paragraph description of what your show is. But it's an easy way just to keep your name out there. But in this case, Phil, every time Phil turned around somewhere in podcasting, there was the name Dave Jackson, and it led him back to my show.
What was interesting, in that episode, I found out that, Dave, you're like 2 miles from me. It was so bizarre, like, what? And then you're moving 4 blocks north, which I think puts you in Lake Erie. Yes?
Yes.
Just checking.
Just checking. This is where it's been proven time and time again. Don't ever ask Dave Jackson for directions. And I actually moved 4 blocks south. Because, 4 blocks north would have put me in the lake. And then I would have been catching on fire.
Okay. And I just love what you do. And I should let you know also, since you're a Clevelander, you may know me, Trapper Jack. I did morning radio here in Cleveland for 25 years before I was summarily booted and told, what? You don't want to talk about Kim Kardashian anymore? No, don't make me.
Okay, now, I got to tell you right now, I know you're not from Cleveland, but to hear the voice of Trapper Jack in your speak pipe, it made me giddy.
Woo! Woo!
Like, I couldn't wait for the message to be over so I could call my wife and go, Trapper Jack listens to my show. Oh my gosh, Trapper Jack. And I know you're like, Trapper who? But for me, realize when I say, when you deal with your audience, they are going to have this weird, like, oh my gosh, Steve Stewart. It's weird because you're like, well, I'm just Steve Stewart. I'm just David Hooper. You know, no big deal. But nonetheless, oh my gosh, it's Trapper Jack.
And so I left. It was a good, a wonderful thing. It was a blessing. Because it led me to podcasting, and that faith is now more important to me than Kim Kardashian. Certainly, it led me to Blind Faith Live. But anyway, I the reason I'm leaving this message is I love what you do. I love how you speak from the heart. I love your balance of chit chat and meat. You prove my point, which is that non-broadcasters do a better job at podcasting than broadcasters. Because it is so passionate. It means so much to you, and you haven't been trained in that traffic and weather together every 10 minutes and all that nonsense, and that you have to do that in 13 seconds because the bed of the song is, you know, oh my gosh, you get it. You really do get it, and it comes from the heart, and why radio really does need to look out, because this is real, and how you touch people is real, and real will always win. So I'm just leaving you a message there. And let's do lunch, really, on you. Thanks so much, Dave. You're doing a great job, and I'll continue listening, and hopefully we'll get together along the way here, too, since you're living, you know, in the lake. Okay? Okay. See ya.
So thank you very much, Phil. And I was going to call him Trillip. Like, how do you, because I've always known him as Trapper Jack, but he's Philip, so maybe I'll call him Trillip or Philper, something like that. Actually, I called him Philip. I had lunch with him today. I had lunch with Trapper Jack. How cool is that? So I've talked about before, you know, names, not numbers. And I would love to know if you are in Cleveland, Ohio, somewhere near Akron, Cleveland, whatever, reach out to me. I would love to get a group of us together to fancy a chat, as they say. But that was very, very cool. I got to have a long lunch with him sitting out at the deck, and great guy. You will actually hear him on this show. Because somebody with 25 years of experience, you know, in the same way that Eric Johnson has been on the show, we can learn. I think he said here today that, you know, podcasters connect better because of the passion. But I'm sure there's some things we can learn from veteran radio guys. You can find him, by the way. This is a really cool podcast. It's blindfaithlive.com, blindfaithlive.com. And it's the stories of actual miracles. Yeah, check it out, blindfaithlive.com. Philip.com. Thank you, Philip. Thank you. Dude, that made my Saturday last week. And having lunch with you this week made this Saturday. And thank you so much, man, for the feedback. If you want to leave me any kind of comments, emails, things like that, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. It's always great to hear from you. And you are never, ever, ever bugging me.
He's faster than a speeding bullet. Dave Jackson.
All right. Mean potatoes time. Should probably remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and save off your first month. And as for the speeding bullet thing, since we're talking with Philip today about miracles, back on March 26th, some people have one birthday, I have two. A man came up to my car and asked if I would get out. And I believe he was going to carjack it. And I had my girlfriend at the time in the car. And I looked at her and I said, I'm not getting out of the car. I backed up to pull out of the driveway. He shot at my window, which would have hit me somewhere in the neck or head region. And the bullet bounced off of the window and went into my door. And when I asked my physics teacher at my college how that was physically possible, he simply pointed at the invisible sky buddy. So there you go. Little story today. And what I want to talk about today is a question that came in from the Ask the Podcast Coach show. So I'm going to play you a clip of this. And this is every Saturday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And it's a question that I get on occasion where you'll have somebody who's just so into podcasting, but they're not sure what they're going to podcast about. Sneaking in under the wire here, we have another caller. So you're on the show with Jim and Dave. What's your question? What's your name?
My name is Louis.
How's it going, Louis?
I'm going good. I had a question.
Okay.
I just turned 40 2 days ago.
Congratulations.
And I was wondering if there's an age limit to podcasting. Do you need to be young to start off, or
no.
Am I in a good age?
One of my favorite things was, number one, Rob Walsh's son is 5, Porter's podcast. He's doing a show where he answers questions. I love it. Okay, I'm going to hit pause here in the middle of this question. You got to hear this. This is Rob Walsh, who is the VP of President Relations, because he's really tight with Obama, with Podcast Relations. Listen to this. This is a 5-year-old doing a podcast.
Porter's podcast, item number 6.
How adorable.
Well, my name's Porter, and I'm 5 and a half. If you give me a call, 206-666-4357. You can email me, if you want to, porterspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for everyone who listened to the last episode. We had people who listened to this show in 100 countries.
The kid's got 100 countries tuning in. How cool is that? How adorable. You know, I don't usually tell people I'm 49 and a half. When did we drop that? The whole and a half? And because later in the podcast, he says I'm 5 3/4. anyway, so yeah, there's no age limit. And one of my first clients of the School of Podcasting, he always had me call him Grandpa. And I think he was 60. I think he was 68. And he just had a lot of experience and wanted to share it. He's like, I think I can help people with stuff. And I'm like, and he said, but I'm old. And I'm like, age is a mind thing. I said, and he knew Facebook. And I'm like, good. Have you ever uploaded a picture to Facebook? And I go, and he said, yeah. I said, good. Then you can upload an MP3 file. I said, do you have a VCR? And he goes, yeah. And I go, good. Then you know how to press a record button. I said, you're good to go. I said, there are a couple other things we need to work with. He had used a word processor. So I said, well, if you've used Microsoft Word, then there's going to be a little learning curve, but WordPress isn't a whole lot different than Microsoft Word. And so, yeah, there's no you know, a lot of people think it's the young kids, you know, all those teenagers, and it's a lot of people in their 40s. You know, I started podcasting, was I in 40? Yeah, I was 40 when I started. So, because doggone it, we're the people with the experience and something to say. So yeah, there's no age limit at all. And the great thing is you'll meet people from all walks and shapes and sizes. You'll probably attract people that are similar to you. I do. I mean, a lot of my audience is kind of my age, and they're weird, geeky people. But yeah, there's no age limit at all. What do you think your podcast is going to be about?
That's a tough one. I'm just trying to start real in the beginning and see if I have any topics or anything to. A lot of people say that I'm interesting, so I'll find out what I'll talk about.
All right. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to use that clip. That is Monday's topic on the School of Podcasting, is how do I pick a topic? So you'll hear your smiling voice again on Monday's show. That's so hilarious that you called in, because that's actually Monday's show, is how do I pick a topic? And so, but yeah, the chat room is saying Joe started at age 46. Yeah, most of us are over 40 in the chat room.
I was 40 when I started.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no age limit. It's not like an amusement park where you got to be this tall to ride this ride. It's like, hey, if you can hit record and talk, you're good to go. There you go. So thank you, Lou, for calling in. That show is always interesting because you never know who's going to call in. And so what I want to give you here is I just went through a course called Rapid Writing Method from Ray Edwards. You can find it at rapidwritingmethod.com. And it's all about how to write a book. And I already have a book. If you go out to Amazon, you can find more podcastmoney.com. But I'm a big fan of Ray Edwards. And in general, this was something I could afford. And I was looking into somewhere in the future writing another book. And I thought, well, let's go through Ray's course. And he presented an item. And I'm not going to give you the whole thing because, well, that wouldn't be very cool to Ray now, would it? Go giving away his stuff. I don't know if he owns this or not, but it's called an idea generation matrix. And they're basically some questions that you can ask yourself. If you're in Lou's shoes, say that three times fast, or Louis's shoes, you should say, well, here are the things I like. So let's do me. I like music. I like web stuff, kind of doing web design, things like that. I love and miss my Shih Tzu terribly. And I like podcasting. Then you want to look at what are you good at? So the first column is what do you like? Second column is what am I good at? Now, I may, unfortunately, let too many typos get through, but I have told people that have read things I've written over the years, whether it's for school or for websites, things like that. I've told people that they like my writing style. And I think at times I'm pretty good at it. I enjoy writing. I feel I'm good at making technical concepts that maybe bounce off your forehead a couple times. I think I'm pretty good at making that easy to understand. I do that on a daily basis. I have been doing that for 25 years. I've been told, and I feel I'm good at times, telling stories. I have a unique way of talking at times, the way the words come out of my face. See, who says that? Words coming out of my face. That's weird. And so I think I'm a little different. And lastly, I think I'm pretty good at podcasting. I've been doing it for 9 years. I always believe there's room for improvement, but I think I'm okay at it. So that's first things. What do you like? Second question, things that you're good at. The third one is really can help a lot. And that is, what do other people say you're good at? Well, I've had people say today, wow, you're a really good guitar player. And that's always flattering. And I appreciate that. I've had people tell me that I'm a very patient person. I hear that all the time. And that I make technical concepts easy to understand. I hear that a lot from my students. And it's always great to hear that I've helped them out. I've had people tell me, you are an entertaining. You have a lot of weird stories. You, Mr. Getting Shot At guy. And so I've heard people say that. And I try not to. One of my mottos growing up was life is too important to be taken seriously. And so I have people say that from time to time, your sarcasm and such, I make people laugh, which is great. I love to make people laugh. So what do you like? What are you good at? And then what are other people saying you're good at? That might give you a clue as to maybe this is what I should talk about. And then the last thing that Ray has you think about are, what are the things you hate? Well, here's some of the things I hate. Illogical rules. If I'm at a job and they go, and I go, wait a minute, you're telling me 1 + 1 = 3? And they're like, that's the way we've always done it. I'm like, okay, we're going to have a problem. Because I like things logically. I'm not a huge fan of accounting. One of the things that in the school of podcasting, I use a system called Harvest. It makes it pretty easy. It tracks all my time, does all my invoices. And before I had that tool, I just hated following up with people and invoices and billing and all that. I like the money that comes because of that, but the actual act of accounting and crossing all your T's, dotting all your I's. Another thing I hate, boring meetings. I hate meetings for the sake of meetings because it's the Friday morning meeting and we always have one, whether there's something to talk about or not. And then the last thing that I hate negativity, which is kind of funny coming out of me because I complain a lot from time to time. You know, get off my lawn. I'm not a people that are just ridiculously negative, I guess, at times, because I try to keep things positive. I always try to see the brighter side of life. So they call that the idea matrix. Now, I'm going to combine that with one of my other people that I really look up to, and that is Michael Hyatt. Now, here's the cool thing. You haven't heard. Michael Hyatt does a podcast called This Is Your Life. And he just started what would be episode number 101. He pretty much completely changed his format. Why? Because it's a podcast. You can do that if you want to. You can go, you know what? I want to start doing shorter shows. And you know what? There's no board of directors. There's no, you can do it. You're in control. And so what I did is I was listening to his presentation from the New Media Expo in you know, this year, this last one that came through. And I remember it being one of the more pertinent, I guess you could say, the ones that really touched me that I went, wow, that's, I got to do that when I get home. And so he had an exercise in his presentation. And he says, what is it that you offer? And so he has a couple things here that you go through that you need to fill in. So, for instance, you answer this question, I am blank. What do you do? Then you say, I help. And then who is your target audience? And we've said this over and over and over and over. And when we're done with that, we say it one more time. Who is your audience? Because it all starts with them. Who are they? So I help whoever do or understand your topic so that they can, how do they benefit? So in the case of Michael Hyatt, he said, I am a writer and speaker. I help leaders, that's his target audience. I help leaders leverage their influence so that they can expand their reach and maximize their impact. His daughter, Megan Hyatt, who does a blog for people that are adopting children from other countries, she said, well, I'm a blogger. I help overwhelmed adoptive moms, her target audience, by telling the truth and about the post-adoption journey so they feel validated and encouraged for the road ahead. Now, I just was thinking about this off the top of my head. Well, what am I? Well, I'm a teacher. At the heart of it all, I'm a teacher. I help intimidated adults overcome their fear of technology so they can impact a global audience in a positive way for both parties. And at first stab at that, I'm like, okay. I think I can live with that. And so I wanted to pass this on today because podcasting is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And there are so many people that go, ooh, you know, I think I want to do this. I think I do have something to say. I'm not sure what it is, but this sounds really cool. I feel like there is a boat that is leaving the dock and I should be on it. And I'm pretty sure it doesn't say Titanic on the end. I'm just not sure what to do. And this is where I have a whole section of the School of Podcasting about planning your podcast. And it gets in deeper into some of the things I talked about here that really, you know, I always say one of my favorite quotes is from Abraham Lincoln, who said, if I had whatever it is, 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 4 hours sharpening my knife. By coming in and saying, okay, here's why I want a podcast. Here's what I'm going to podcast about. Here is who I'm podcasting to. And then figuring out what it is that makes you unique. What adds your flavor? Because some people are going to like your flavor. You know what? Some of them aren't. There are a lot of people that go, yeah, that Dave Jackson guy, I don't know. There are plenty of people that do. And I appreciate every single one of you. I really do deeply appreciate that. But those are some things you can think about to help narrow down, well, maybe what should I podcast about? And here's the other beautiful thing. If you start out with one podcast, and I don't know, you do about 5 episodes and you're like, you know, I thought this was going to be fun. It's not. And you do a Michael Hyatt and you go, I think I'm going to start doing this one instead, or I'm going to tweak the way I did it. You can do that. There's nothing stopping you. If you go, well, what if I hate them and I want to pull down all the old episodes? Yes, you can pull down all the old episodes. Now, it's a little cumbersome to go to every single person that downloaded them and, you know, break into their house while they're sleeping and steal their computer. That's a little cumbersome. But you can stop new people from downloading it. Absolutely. So there's nothing to fear about that. In fact, I've had people that will record their first episode and delete it, and record their first episode and delete it, and record their first episode. I think the record is 5. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because, and I always tell them, look, it doesn't matter how many times you record it. When you're on episode number 10, episode number 1, you're going to go, ugh. Because I've said it before, your first podcast always stinks. And it really shouldn't say that it stinks. It's just not as good as episode 10 and episode 100 and episode 200, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A recent study that came out in March of 2014 from Edison Research said podcasting is on the rise as weekly audio podcast consumption grew 25% year over year from 12% in 2013 to 15% in 2014. In-car usage of online radio and other forms of digital audio continues to grow. In 2014, 26% of mobile phone users have connected devices to a vehicle either physically or via Bluetooth. And I could have sworn there's a new study out that explains how the younger generation, and by that I mean people, I don't know, 18 to 25, were not really the early adopters of podcasts, but that demographic is now jumping up. And with the podcasts app from Apple that's going to be native in the next release of the operating system for Macintosh and iPads and iPhones, there are going to be a lot of people that are going, what is this podcast thing? So I'm looking out at the horizon and I'm seeing a big giant wave and I'm grabbing my boogie board and I'm running towards it because it's going to be another fun ride. And I hope to bring you with me. If you're ready to start a podcast, just simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com, use the coupon code LISTENER because you can do this. If you are intimidated by technology and you're like, I don't know about that, I can help you along the way. I've got great resources. If you're like, how am I going to get artwork? I've got resources. Where am I going to find music? I got resources. That thing today about the podcast rewind, that's from Music Radio Creative. I've got other resources all over the place. I can help you do this. You just do it one little baby step at a time. And the next thing you know, you look up and you're like, hey, I'm in iTunes. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for the feedback. And I think this is how we're going to go every now and then. I do have some interviews. I got Ben Kruger coming on. I got some other people I've recorded episodes with. But when I do interview, I kind of just miss the days when it's just me and you. Just kicking back, talking about podcasting, talking about what's going on, letting you know, here's some tips you can do to increase your effectiveness as a podcaster, better way to connect with your audience, or just get started. It doesn't really matter where you're at in your podcasting path. We can definitely get you going in the right way. Make sure you're you're headed in the right direction. Make sure you have the right expectations. So again, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, use the coupon code LISTENER. And if you would like to join in on the conversation, I'm always looking for last five and fives. Those are what were the last five podcasts you listened to? Thanks again to JD for phoning one in today. Always looking for that because of my podcast, I was able to blank whatever that is. You can do that. You can always email me, Dave at School of Podcasting. All the contact information, including a button where you can just click and record it right there, is out at schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. So I hope to see you on the inside. Until then, let me remind you that it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. Thank you so much again. And until next week, class is dismissed. See you on the inside. Take care and God bless. And if you don't believe in miracles, where are you from, you sexy thing? Sexy thing, you. Go over to blindfaithlive.com. Everybody under 30 is like, what is he doing?